Thanks for listening to For Crying Out Loud on Podcast One.
Hey, so today we talked about Xander finally found an activity.
I love it.
That he enjoys.
Yeah.
And Natalia had an Amazon
mishap
and more fun stuff.
Comedy ensues.
But first, teencounseling.com connects your 13 to 19-year-old with a licensed professional counselor right where they spend most of their time on their phone.
Mm.
And my kids, we also talked about the fact that my kids are getting phones.
Yeah, phones.
So you... you're going to get matched with a therapist in the network of specialists and find out who is available to start communicating within 24 hours and who has the skills and experience to help. You will have the opportunity to review their credentials and directly communicate with the counselor so you can make sure it's a good fit. Teen Counseling is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. It's more affordable than traditional counseling, and financial aid is available. So go to teencounseling.com/FCOL and help your teen take charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced professional. So our For Crying Out Loud listeners get 10% off of the first month at teencounseling.com/FCOL.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to For Crying Out Loud.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
We have so much to talk about.
Yeah, we do.
Because we didn't have enough time on Tuesday's show.
I know.
Because we did the 30-minute interview, which leaves us with lots to catch up on.
Yes. I mean, I saw Stephanie on Saturday over the weekend.
Yeah.
But we have so much to talk about. Like,
yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
And on Patreon, we shared a little of our inside bitching about that day,
mm-hmm.
which you guys might enjoy. It's
yeah.
very Patreon.
And let's not go tweeting at others that were mentioned, please.
If you do that, you suck.
Right.
And you're on our list.
Yeah, we're going to kick you. We're going to find you and hunt you down.
Yeah. We're going to block you from Patreon.
Yes, we will.
No, we don't need your $5 bad enough
That's
to
right.
have you like telling us.
Because that means you're going to do it again. We're already mad.
Have you shopped for kids' vitamins lately? It's hard because there's a lot of brands to choose from, and it makes me wonder, how do I choose the right one? You know, if what's left out of your children's vitamins is just as important as what's put in, check out Solgar U-Cubes. Yeah, they leave out GMOs, gelatin, gluten, wheat, and dairy. So what's put in? Well, U-Cubes are tapioca and pectin-based gummies containing natural colors and flavors specially made to give your kids the nutritional support of vitamins and essential nutrients. And oh, yeah, they taste good.
Yeah,
they taste
do.
Terrific. I tried it myself.
Me too. I love them.
They taste like gummies.
Yeah, they
What's
do.
Not to love?
Your kids are you going to love them.
Sounds like a vitamin win, right? So what else goes into U-Cubes? Well, quality. That's what you can expect from Solgar. And they've received the mom's seal of approval. You're going to love them for what they are. You'll love them for what they aren't. And your kids are really going to like the great taste. So right now, go to luckyvitamin.com/U-cubes. And that's U, like the letter U. And get $5 off your order of $20 or more on U-cubes through July 31st with the code OUTLOUD. Sorry, guys. It's a different code this time. OUTLOUD. Okay, so luckyvitamin.com/U-cubes. You're going to get $5 off your order of $20 or more on U-cubes with the code OUTLOUD.
You know, when you get older, you get that sagging jaw and neck, right?
Yeah.
It sucks.
It
Listen,
does suck.
We got something for you guys. I use Genucel. I put it on my neck, and I'm telling you, I noticed a difference. It smoothed out my neck.
Your neck does look good. I'm not even trying to lie.
Right. So, like, listen, you want that news flash for ladies and gentlemen, by the way. As you get older, you get those wrinkles. People start to know how old you are. You
yeah.
don't want that.
It's like a tree, except for with your neck.
Right. I mean, I was blown away. So with Genucel, they have this Shamanix MDL technology It's brand new, and it's a treatment for the jawline, specifically targets the delicate skin on the neck area for tight, healthy, younger-looking skin. You will see a difference immediately, or you get your money back, 100% of your money back. No questions asked, which yeah. I love. So it's a win-win. You can't go wrong. And start to see results immediately, 12 hours or less, okay? So, again, money back guaranteed, no questions asked, no double chin, no turkey neck, no sagging line, because ain't nobody need to know what your age is, all right? So mm-hmm. text moms 1 to 77453, okay? So text moms 1 to 77453, or you can go to genucel.com. It's GENUCEL.com. Get your two free gifts and free shipping. Wow, that's nice. You get two free gifts, free shipping, money back guaranteed, no more sagging line jaw, and no more wrinkles in your neck. So go text moms 1 to 77453 or go to genucel.com. That's genucel.com. What's up, Stephanie?
Well, this is not an ad, but okay. Mm-hmm. So you know how my kids are such no-getters.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, except for Elby.
I mean, it's just going to say.
Elby, who's went to – okay, so Elby went to D.C.
She's traveling the world. Yeah.
She traveled to D.C. She spent the week there. She got in at like 1 a.m., on Thursday night,
yeah,
she was pretty dead on Friday. It was fun.
Did you talk to her? Are you allowed to talk to them?
Yes. I was texting with her.
Okay. That's nice.
I'm going to say this. I'm going to go ahead and say that LB, who almost never complains about anything, she had some complaints.
Yeah?
I mean, I just don't – here's the thing. You pay so much money for these trips.
Mm-hmm.
It's not free. Mm-hmm. And there's not scholarships as far right. as I could tell. And it's almost $3,000 we paid for her to go.
Oh, my God.
And I'm not a person who just has $3,000.
Right.
It was hard to come up with that for her camp, mm-hmm. which she lives for. But all her friends were doing the D.C. trip. And it was like you can make payments. So mm-hmm. whatever. We paid it. Mm-hmm. Started paying it at the beginning of the school year mm-hmm. in preparation for her to go. And for that amount of money – like there's four to a room. They were staying in like a Holiday Inn Express, an hour outside of all the stuff they were doing in D.C. And I get that you're trying to save money, but like you're putting them in like not a great hotel, and it's so far, and they're four to a room. It's like you think
crazy.
And then I thought, well, that covers their meals, but that basically their meals were like vouchers for them to eat at like Subway, you know.
Mm.
So they got their breakfast was the continental breakfast at the hotel. So
like
that's
a muffin and an orange juice.
Right. So they got that at the hotel, which, okay, that's fine. So they're really only having to provide them for two meals a day, mm-hmm. which was they could eat at a food court at a mall. And it was like a voucher. So I'm just saying that I was like, where is all my money going? Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you get the teachers who are, you know.
It's going to the plane ticket.
By day three, they've had, as you would say, an ass full of the kids. So they're not that nice.
By the way, don't these teachers go every year? Don't they know what to expect? And why not rotate?
I don't know. But the main teacher.
Why not go, Jude, if it's your turn this year?
Well, because the main teacher who's really into taking the trip with the kids, according to LB, had quite the meltdown and was really yelling at some of the kids and made one of the kids cry.
Ugh.
And told the kid, like, you're such a disappointment.
Oh, my God.
And Elby loves this kid. She's like, oh, my God, he's, like, one of the nicest of all those boys that got yelled at. And I guess he told Elby he hadn't cried, like, sobbed in 2 years.
Oh,
and
my God.
This is the first time he cried, and it was because this teacher yelled at him. And I'm like, is it necessary?
I know.
So then they were in their rooms, and –
four to a room.
They were told they have to be in their room by 10 p.m. They can't move. They can't leave their room after 10 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't – none of the kids can go in each other's rooms, which, okay, mm-hmm. I understand. But then they also couldn't be loud in their room. So they had a security guard was going around to the rooms, like banging on the doors, telling everybody to shut up.
That's what they do in jail.
I know. I was like, okay – I get all of that if it was like a trip that they're taking in school, part of
right.
school. But we just paid for them. This
yeah.
is a vacation.
Right.
I could have fucking took my kid to Washington, D.C. and had her have a good time.
Yes.
But all in all, she liked the experience because she was with her friends.
How was the plane ride? Because didn't you have to drop them off like in the middle of
the night?
Yeah, 4
o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Yeah, they had to be there at 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It was fine. But, you know, then I find out. I'm like, whatever. I packed her with snacks and stuff, but she told me they didn't feed her. They didn't get them any breakfast. So they never had any meals until dinner that night, was 12 hours after we dropped them off at the airport. At 7 p.m. D.C. time, they finally had dinner. And I said, did they give you any lunch? She said, no. I was like, did they provide you any breakfast? Nothing.
Oh, my God.
I was like, look, my kid didn't starve. She had money on her.
Right.
But I was wondering about the kids that they said, oh, they only need to have $50 spending money. Well, I'm sure, you know, it's airport. Like,
I know.
If they're having to buy their own breakfast and lunch.
Right.
I mean, that's going to be half their money right there.
Yeah.
Of course. Anyway, so I was like, oh, whatever. So she was super tired on Friday. And then Saturday morning, she's been going to these basketball practices because she made the freshman team in high school.
I don't know if people know that, but yes. And she's the point
guard.
Yeah.
Well, they were having her play point.
Right.
Yeah, and she was doing – and again, they had another like 3-hour practice. They're not fucking around in high school.
Yeah.
She's never had a practice that long doing the chair sits. You know, against the wall. They had them run a mile. So on Saturday morning, she got there at 8 a.m. They wanted – and they were like, yeah, by the way, I know we said 8 a.m., but get there 10 minutes early so you can stretch. So at 7:50 after the day after D.C., landing from D.C., she's –
That's insane.
7:50.
She's there.
Getting there, stretching out. Then they had them run a mile on the football field and then, you know, practice for 3 hours. But she's liking it. Okay.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Sadie and Xander. I told you that Addie said Xander's getting fat, and I thought that was like really sad.
Yeah, that's
actually
not nice.
I hope he doesn't ever listen to this show. But poor kid.
He's not though. I don't know what she's talking about.
I know. So he's but Sadie and Xander don't do that much. But Xander tries to like work out around the house. Anyway, he doesn't want to play basketball because he feels like it's like too competitive,
mm-hmm.
and he doesn't like want to feel bad about himself. But he's been telling me he wants to take tumbling. So I put on Facebook, like, does anybody know of like a tumbling class? He said, I don't want to go to like gymnastics. I don't want to take gymnastics.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a lot of little kids. There's a lot of like, okay, this week we're going to learn cartwheels.
Yeah.
He wanted to like be thrown into like a class that's just focusing on tumbling.
Right.
So somebody recommended this gym, and it's called JAM, Joining All Movement.
Mm-hmm.
And it's by my house. Okay. It was so killer. It was perfect.
Really?
Yeah. So I brought him there last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
So last week. And he went – we were trying out a class, and he asked me all these questions. What's it going to be like? And I had called them, and they offer parkour –
Uh-huh.
They have martial arts there, and mm-hmm. they have something called martial, like, cinema arts where they teach them tricking. Have you ever heard of this?
No. What is that?
They learn how to just do flips and stuff, like stunt work.
That's awesome.
And then they also have regular tumbling two times a week.
That's so cool.
And then they also have open gym time, so they can show up at the gym and, like...
That's great.
Do flips, and they have a big foam pit, and they have a trampoline, and they have, like, whatever.
Oh, it's a dream for my kids.
So Xander went the Tuesday. I was like, let's go try out a class.
Can I just say one thing? I need to hear positive stories about your kids this week because I fell in love with those kids on Saturday, and I don't want to hear anything.
So this is super positive. So Xander goes, and he was kind of scared to try something new, but mm-hmm. he was like – excited about it. And he was like, what's it going to be like? And what kids are going to be there? And I said, I don't know. It's open to ages 5 to 12. But she told me that there's older kids for sure go.
Right.
And, you know, I think it'll be fun. Let's just try it out. We have nothing to lose.
Yeah.
So we go there and he goes in and does the class. And there's a couple of little kids.
Which class was it?
It was called Kids Tumbling.
Okay.
And it was 5:30 on Tuesday, and I went there and I talked to this guy named Michael, mm-hmm. who was one of the managers, and he was super friendly.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't have been like nicer about it. And I was like asking him a million questions about what class does he think my kid will like. And he was like, so he tried the tumbling, and then Michael said, you know, it's like $20 if you want to drop in and just do a class, but you could sign up. It was the deal I got was $99 mm-hmm. for the month. Mm-hmm. That includes 8 classes, so 2 classes a week plus the open gym times they can come.
That's nice.
And there's coaches there.
Oh, that's awesome.
That help them with stuff.
That's great.
It was a really good deal.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, he's like, well, don't – let me not take your money right now. See what he thinks of mm-hmm. the class. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so he does the class and he comes out and he's like, Mom, it was really fun. I really,
really
liked it. He's like, I already learned how to do a back bend. And I was like, okay. And I said, do you want to like think about it and we can come back for another class? And he's like, no, I want to sign up.
Oh, my God. That's
awesome.
And I
was like, okay, done. So then I came over to Michael and I was like, so he wants to sign up. Mm-hmm. And his face was really funny because he was like, oh, he does? I think it's like hard for these people. They're trying to sell it.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I go, yeah, he's in. Mm-hmm. Want to do the two. So then we went back on Thursday. He did great again. He had a great class.
What are the other kids like? Do you think he'll make friends and stuff over there?
Are they older? Some kids around his age and some kids were more advanced. This is what I liked about it was some of the kids could already do like flips and stuff. Mm-hmm. And some of the kids were kind of new. Mm-hmm. So it was – but they could work. They had multiple coaches. So they divided them into groups. Uh-huh. And then whatever group you're in, you're working on something.
Right.
But he was already getting to work on doing flips.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like on the trampoline.
Because he doesn't get shy, right, when he's meeting new kids.
No, not really.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So he had a great time. And then so that weekend, which was the weekend that just passed, he was all about like, can I go to the open gym time? So I brought him on Saturday and then Sadie wanted to come.
Nice.
So I went in again and I talked to a different woman. Her name's Bree. She was super nice. And I was like, okay, so here's the deal. Like my daughter wants to come try it out, but they also really want to have their own thing.
Yeah.
So I'm not signing her up for the tumbling, but she was like, yeah, that's cool. She like, I paid her $5 mm-hmm. and she did an hour of open gym time
that's
with
awesome.
Xander. Then they both wanted to go back the next day.
I knew
so
that's
he's
great.
Now being a
Jackpot.
Such a, so then I was like, well, what if I want to switch him to like, what if he wants to try parkour? Or what if the other kid wants to try parkour?
What is parkour?
Parkour is like, it's, do you remember when this was a big craze where it's like you try to, it's like obstacle course without – you try not to touch the ground.
Mm-hmm.
So you climb up on a bench and then
right.
you do flip onto a monkey bar and then you –
yeah, it's a whole like obstacle course but you don't touch the ground.
You try not to touch the ground.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So – and it's – I think it's more boy heavy, which mm-hmm. might be good for him, for
mm-hmm.
Xander.
Mm-hmm.
So he wants to try that out too. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, genius idea of since my kids are such no-getters and not going to any camp really.
Right.
Sadie's going to do a week of a Girl Scout camp and a week of and we're going out of town 1 week. But mm-hmm. they're being such no-getters, no camp. So I was like, well, if they're not going to be going to camp,
this
then
is their camp.
It would actually save me money because for $150, I could do 2 programs for Xander.
Really?
For $150 a month, he could literally be going every day because he could do parkour Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And tumbling Tuesday, Thursday, and go to the open gyms. And he was like, yeah, I want to do that.
That's awesome.
And then I could sign her up for 1 class.
Yeah.
And I get a sibling discount.
I think she's probably going to want to stay there too.
So for like a couple $100 for the whole month, which you know how these kids' camps are. They're like $500 a pop.
I know.
For a couple $100 for 2 months, yeah. I could have them going to this gym
that's
and it's
genius.
Fun. And they want to go.
That's awesome. Let me ask
you
this. It's
called JAM.
So
somebody who else who has a friend that lives in near Reseda that wants to like go hang out with my kid,
mm-hmm.
go join.
So do they – let me ask you one thing though. The open gym, because Sonny's always like going online, looking at the YMCA, wants to go to the YMCA. But the only times they have open gym is like in the evenings after 8. Is it like that or is
no,
it open?
No, it's not a lot of open hours, but it's Saturday. It's the weekends. It's
okay.
Like between – but he's 13, so they actually have more hours that he could go because they do 13 and over. They have open gym for a couple hours. It's like Saturday and Sunday afternoons, and they have other times too.
How long is the class that he takes?
It's an hour.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm so happy. That's
yeah.
good. That's
They're
great.
Psyched. And he was like getting so much exercise.
That's great.
Addy.
Oh, God. Addie's never going to hear the end of it.
I'm sure she feels bad. She didn't mean to like hurt my feelings.
Yeah.
It's
wow.
Like,
that, no, that, yeah.
I want my kids to be healthy, you guys. I just – It's hard.
I know.
It's hard summertime. When they're, not, they're mm-hmm. home all day. Like, what am I supposed to like?
They yeah, come over my house and go swimming anytime.
Aww.
Anytime.
Sometimes they want to like go to Menchie's and then still have dessert at the end of the day. Like, it's hard to control kids' food
Absolutely.
And their activity level all the time. I don't want to feel like a drill sergeant, and I don't want to ever shame my kids about like you're eating too much.
Yeah, I know. I know. Natalia has been on this, which I'm. I don't know what's going on. So she's got, you know, her mobile muffins over almost every day, all the time. Spending the night. She spent the night four nights in a row. She was there last night.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of crazy.
I know. I tried. So Saturday night, she spent the night because of the party. I sent them home with Peter because Olga was at the party.
Yeah.
And there was a, like an after party after it was over, like at a brewery.
Oh,
it was a
really?
Big restaurant. It's a restaurant brewery. It's huge.
And okay.
It's like up the street from, I mean, not up the street, but it's on my way home. It's pretty close.
Okay. And Robin and Wade came to that too?
I think. No. Did they?
No, they didn't. They were going to some other party.
No, they didn't.
Okay.
They weren't there.
Wow, rude.
Yeah. How rude. But anyway, a bunch of them were there. A bunch mm-hmm. of the fans were there. And I wanted to go. I didn't eat anything all day. Because my job, so thank you, Patrick. My job, the whole day ran like a well-oiled machine. And I mean, as far as I know, there was nothing went off. Everything went off.
Yeah.
We had two locations and we had the two bands. Not to keep bringing up the party, but let me just say this. So the way it started is people checked in here at the Adam Carolla studio and they got 10 at a time, came inside the studio and they could do a tour, take pictures, sit in Adam's seat, do whatever they wanted here. Then Sonny Olga was walking them to the party from here, which is right up the block.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what was I talking about then? Natalia. All right.
And mobile muffin sleeping over four nights in a row and Peter taking her home and you hadn't eaten all day.
Right. So I was here for the first half of the party, basically outside. We had a step and repeat. Everybody that walked, got checked in, walked up, took a picture with me. I was Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I was gone, right?
Nobody was like hustling you out the back.
Yeah, I know.
Lynette needs to get some food.
Right.
She can't do this Mickey Mouse thing all day.
Yeah, Olga wasn't like, you know, shuffling me around. And so basically, yeah. So I was here all day. I mean, I was taking the pictures with everybody and that was fine. I got met at basically every single person that came through to that party. I met, there's, you know.
Yeah.
Everybody was really sweet. So anyways, the point is, at the end of the day, Olga was like, she wanted to go. So I could tell. Usually Olga's like, sure, sure, sure. That night, I was like, I think I'm going to, because Adam had to do a live show that night later.
At the Comedy Store.
At the Comedy Store. So he wasn't going to be home. So I said, the party was wrapping up around 8:30. I said to Olga, I think I'm going to go and get something to eat. I didn't eat anything. I didn't get to eat anything. And then, who's going to watch the kids? She said. I said, you can take them home.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
She's like, oh.
You're like, you know this is your job, right?
I know. And I never.
You know you make a salary for watching the kids.
Right, right.
Wow, what's going to happen with your kids?
She's like, well, put them on a bus or something. Who's going to watch them? Are they staying here? And so she's like, I was going to go with Emmy and Paola, making her sound like my mom.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, huh. And she's like, I don't have my car. And I was like, all right, well, I can Uber you and the kids home. Okay. And I could tell she wanted to go. So then Peter comes walking by. Peter's the guy that's at our house every day.
Yeah.
He has a key to our house. He comes in at 8:30 in the morning every day. And I said, and he lives close by our house. And I said, Peter, he's a bachelor. And I didn't think he was going to go. He's kind of like not a hermit, but he doesn't really – I don't know what he does. Anyway, I said, can you take my kids home? Sure. No problem. And I know he needs to get up. Peter's brother is has severe mental retardation. And
aww.
he wakes up, you know, very early. He's great. But Peter, like, helps take care of him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does he live with Peter?
He lives with Peter, lives with his mom. And they live together to help take care of him. Yeah.
Aww.
It's really sweet. Yeah. And his brother sweet takes him to the movies and he does stuff with him. But the one complaint he has is that his brother wakes up at like 6 a.m. every day, you know, just he's up. And when he's up, the house is up, you know.
Right.
So He's like, and Peter's going to school and working with us. Like, he's, I know he's got a full plate. And I said, I know you want to go to bed. I know you want to get out of here and you want to go to bed early. I'll be home by 11. I just want to go get something to eat. He's like, sure, no problem. So then Olga and I, we went. But the thing is, so we went, we had a good time. But Natalia, so she's been on this weird, so Mobile Muffin's been spending the night. I went into my office the other day and I have like a mattress on the floor in there because I'm a no-getter. It's not furnished.
Right.
That's where I sit and do my work. Somebody was sleeping in my bed and I was like, huh, who was in my bed? Because I could tell like the sheet, I put a sheet over it and a blanket over it. So it looks like a couch with pillows.
Right, right.
It's all a mess. And I was like, who was in? And Natalia goes, oh, that was me. And then they both giggle. And I was like, why are you sleeping? And she goes, oh, it's a long story. I'll tell you later. Now, I know Mobile Muffin has a boyf that she likes. And now I'm starting to think, like, are they on the phone with these boys late at night? Now I got to figure this out. Because, and this just happened on Saturday. Anybody has any tips? I ain't going to wake up in the middle of the night and go check on them. But why would they
be in the office?
No, I think that Natalia went in there so that she could talk to her boyfriend privately or something. Why else would she go in there and sleep?
I don't know.
And then both giggling about it. Maybe like I could understand if they were uncomfortable or so-and-so was like coughing all night, something. But no, they share a bed in Natalia's room.
Yeah. And then why wouldn't she just be like, oh, Mobile Muffin was snoring.
Right. They giggled. So I don't know what's going on there. Now, the other suspicious thing, I'm realizing, okay, so Natalia's going to the YMCA almost, well, she makes it a point, like Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to meet her friend Olivia there. And they're there like working out. And then if she's not, she's at home working out. And
really?
Now I'm like, and I know that there's a boy that likes her and that she likes it. So now I'm starting to think like, Jesus, are they really like on the phone with boys and working out because of these boys? And why all of a sudden? I mean, that wasn't Natalia. Now she's like taking it seriously. She's not watching what she eats, but she's working out. She's definitely like on the treadmill thing, which she shouldn't be. But
I don't know. I mean, Elby's not like Elby wants to work out too, but she's different than Natalia.
But Natalia's
like,
got
Elby's like would be so thankful if I got her a gym membership. I'm like, no, you work out enough.
I know she does. She does.
Stop burning. Yeah. You can't burn any more calories,
right?
But then I'm like, if Sadie wanted to, like, say work out, I don't know. I feel like I would be like, sure. But I don't love them getting into a thing where they're doing it every day. But then again, it's so hard. That's such a hard thing. As long as she's not restricting her calories, I think it's okay.
No, she's not. She's eating whatever she
wants.
Then
maybe she likes it. Maybe it's fun.
You know, I do have to say I do enjoy working out, and my mother did. And I don't know if there's a genetic thing, and Adam does. So I think she does enjoy it. But I hope she's not doing it because of a boy.
So is the boy the one that she went to the movies with?
Yeah.
She still likes that boy?
I'm pretty sure.
At least she's not fickle.
No.
Were you going to tell me something about her and Amazon?
Yes. But first, maybe I should get her some Minuscal.
Yeah. Sure.
Minuscal. I like to call it Minuscal. Anyway, it's Minuscal. It's a 30-bar box subscription. And it really is delicious because they sent some over here, and I love it. There's a peanut butter one. There's like a raspberry. There's a chocolate one. It's really good, and it gave me energy, and it gave me like – it kept me going at least. I didn't have to starve. It's a perfect one-month supply. It's a 30-bar box subscription. It's perfect to have, you know, in your gym bag, whatever. It's around the house. Minuscal has an ingredient – Choleve, okay, and it's a natural blend of fermented tea extract sourced from organic tea. And choleve causes weight loss by attaching to the fat during digestion and escorting it out of the body. And it's
hey, fat, come on, come
let's
this go.
Way.
Let's
yeah.
go. Let's
it's
go.
Like, it's like Susan Vinci.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.
Right, right. And the best thing is it's high in fiber, high in protein, and low in sugar. And so instead of eating, you know, that muffin or that donut, you have these things. You keep them with you. You put them in your gym bag,
mm-hmm.
and they're good to have.
Yeah.
They're gluten-free. They're all natural. Like I said, there's a peanut butter. There's a chocolate. There's an apple cinnamon.
How do we get them?
Apple cinnamon one. And there's also tablets of Coleve. So you take one tablet before, during, or after a big meal to block some of the fat that's being absorbed. So go to minuscal.com. Get 20% off your first order by typing in FCOL at checkout. Go to minuscal, MINUSCAL.
Also, third love. I hate to sound like a broken record because, and you guys are going to think I don't do laundry, but it's I do laundry. Because what bra do you think I'm wearing right now?
I'll say because you're pretty casual today.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the rose color. Not the rose color, but the burgundy. The wine color.
Close. No, the blue one.
I was going to say the blue one, but yeah, you had it on last time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, don't think I don't do laundry. Okay. Like, I'm always wearing
the
same one.
Yeah, you're wearing the blue one.
Yeah, but I happened to put that one on this morning. It's so comfortable. I love my Third Love bra. I was wearing Third Love underwear yesterday, the strappy.
Yeah.
I was wearing my strappy bra with the Third Love
underwear. I love the underwear.
Super comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I just love that the fit is so perfect.
Yes.
And it's soft. Cups, they're not padded, which mm-hmm. I like because I don't need padding.
Right.
But they're made with this like kind of like a little thin memory foam.
Yeah.
So they're super comfortable.
Keeps the shape. Yeah.
Yeah. Holds your girls up. And look, Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/FCOL right now to get a perfect fitting bra. I honestly have like 10 Third Love bras in my drawer.
Me too.
So that I never have to do laundry.
I have a bunch of them. I love them. I know. I want to get some more.
Yeah.
So can't get them on Amazon though.
You found that out?
Yeah. Natalia found out the hard way. So I changed my Amazon code a long time ago. My password. Because it was getting too easy for them. Can I buy stickers? Can I buy this? Can I buy that? You know, it's only $5. It's only $10. And then I was just like, all right, I'm changing that password. I don't trust these two. Sonny is good about it. He asks or whatever, and he rarely does. All right. So I changed the password. Then recently, I don't remember, she needed something. Oh, she got birthday. They got birthday Amazon cards. She wanted to go. So I gave her the password. She goes on there. And then, so with her birthday card that she got from Jimmy, which was really sweet.
Aww.
Very thoughtful. She got a Dunler. I love what she got. She got a Dunler Mifflin Paper Company sweatshirt. It says Dunler Mifflin.
Dunler Mifflin, yeah.
Yeah.
Which
Dunder Mifflin. Dunder Mifflin.
Dunder Mifflin.
Yeah.
Which is the paper company in The Office. The Office is her favorite show of all time. She finished the whole thing.
My kids love it.
She was going in order, and she finished. I mean, I dropped off like in season 5 just because I don't have time.
Yeah.
But she's caught up, and so she got that, and then she got another. So what's with the sweatshirts? Like, you have so – with your
– Oh, they all do. Yeah, all
card,
my kids do.
Your birthday, that's what you choose to buy on Amazon, all the shit to buy. Anyway, so she got another one, that like some other like skater sweat jacket, whatever.
Can I interject too? What's with the NASA – Everything's NASA. NASA. Yeah.
I have that t-shirt too.
Yeah, they all
have it. Target has it.
Oh, everybody has. Xander has like a NASA t-shirt. He has a NASA sweatshirt. He's got a NASA, like, you know, a NASA long sleeve one, a NASA short sleeve one.
Like people are going to think we work at NASA.
I know.
Me and Xander.
We're in the space program.
Yeah.
No big deal.
Yeah, we're scientists at the.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So apparently everyone's a scientist now.
Yes. If you go to Target. So so then she also had enough money to get a little bracelet or something. Okay. She could not wait until those. So they're coming on Tuesday. It's coming on Tuesday. And then I'm sitting there and I'm on – I get an email like, your thing was shipped. And I was like – and I'm always on high alert with the Amazon because I think they – I'm always like just thinking they're buying stuff without my notice.
Right.
So I click on it and it's like her present got shipped to – Ontario, Canada. We'll be there on Tuesday.
And I was like, what?
You know how I went on there and did Christy B's
stuff, yeah.
Right? And so
The switch.
And I got her the couple of things that she had on her wish list that were not that much.
Aww.
And I had it shipped to Canada.
Right.
And then Natalia just goes on there and just like, can I, you know, for some reason it gave me
and
delight.
And it gave her the offer of the last place you sent something?
Yeah, because I know she's not paying attention. She doesn't look at how much things cost. She doesn't look at where it's going. So I don't know why, but it delighted me. I was just like, well, that's what you get. And she's like, what was my birthday present? And I was like, oh, yeah. Yeah, but still, that's what you get. You know, I don't know why. It just, because she's.
So how did you get them to.
Donated them. What am I going to do? Ask Christy B. Hey, when you get these packages that I come, can you like track it down and go to the UPS office? And I don't even know how to.
Yeah, she's a little busy right now.
Come on.
But you couldn't call Amazon and say, sorry, I sent
it
to the wrong place?
I tried. It was already shipped. By then it was like on its way.
Oh.
Like it's in transit, you know?
Oh boy.
And I tried and it just, and Natalia was like, whoa, whoa, what? And then she's like, well then, can I get the password? Because I want to, those are my birthday presents. I was like, God, she tricked me again. It's like she, just when I thought like, oh, for the first time, she's going to buy something on Amazon that I don't have to pay for.
Right, right,
and
right.
It's legitimate. She's not doing it behind my back.
Right.
And then that happened.
What is it?
It was the Dunler Mifflin. Two sweat jackets.
Oh, well, hopefully
she got the bracelet back. And they got them there. She got them the next day, by the way. I was like, whoa.
In Canada?
No, I don't know. Natalia got it the next day.
Oh,
when she realized it, she wasn't getting them. She's been waiting like 3 or 4 days. It's just like, really? I mean, you know, and also, I had the stomach flu.
I know.
Last Monday when we were here, I was like, yeah, Adam had the virus. He had food poisoning. It went through our house, except, knock on wood, Sonny didn't get it.
Oh, that's
good.
I think
he's out of the woods by now. Natalia got it. Olga got it. Yes. I mean, it was the worst night of my life. Chris Maxipata had it. And he was telling me here, because I had a Wednesday night meeting here, hours before I was throwing up, I was like, I feel fine. I don't know. And I'm sitting next to Dylan. Dylan's like, I go, what are you eating? A salad? And usually I try stuff Dylan's eating. And I said, no, I don't want, in case I have a virus, I don't want to touch it. But Maxipata was like, it feels like somebody's reaching into your stomach and chest and squeezing it. And I was like, wow, that sucks. And then I go home and like, and now I know what exactly he was talking about. It's exactly what it felt like. Somebody grabbing. And I don't know if you've thrown up like that. I haven't thrown up like that in a long time. And
no,
if
not
I did,
in years and years.
If I did, I was drunk. I don't remember. And it's not that it's not when you throw up and you're drunk, it feels better. You throw up.
Right.
Not this. This is lingering and it's like you want to throw up and you know you got to throw up, but it's like, when's it coming? When's it coming? And then finally it comes. And then when it comes, it is the worst. It feels like somebody is. I was pounding my foot on the floor, like as I was, I remember like just pounding the floor. It hit me 4 times throughout the night. I got thrown up so hard that I had like little bruises underneath my eyes.
Oh, honey.
The next one. It was awful. It was really bad. But I got to finish Game of Thrones.
While you were throwing up, like in between
bouts?
Well,
I got 24 hours to sit down and relax. Between Wednesday and Thursday, because then we were having the party on Saturday.
Right.
And I was worried about that because Olga got it, Natalia got it. And then I was like, oh God, Adam had it. And I was like, I'm next, you know, I can't get it for Saturday. No, no, no. And even if I do get it, I'm going no matter what, you know, I'm going. And, then I got it Wednesday night. I got it out. It was like a 24-hour thing, but I got to relax for 24 hours and I got to finish Game of Thrones. I didn't watch the last episode though.
Not
totally finished.
All right.
I watched second to last. I'm waiting. I don't want it to end. I love it so much.
Hmm.
Now I don't know. What am I going to watch? So I watched Housewives the other day. The Beverly Hills one.
Uh-huh.
Well, we don't have to get into it. It led to I was like, wow, I got like 15 episodes to watch. I had nothing to do. Adam took the girls to the beach again. And Sonny was like out bike riding. And I was like, all right, let me sit down and watch them. It led to nowhere.
Yeah.
I had to fast forward it through something. You know, in the first half of every episode, they're doing nothing. Oh, my God.
Yeah, but New York is not disappointing.
So I should have watched it. I wanted to finish what I started.
New York has been really good.
All right.
But Beverly Hills is terrible. They need
terrible.
To shake up that cast.
Yes.
Nobody's
nothing
interesting.
Going on.
Nothing's
those
going
girls,
on.
I was
manufactured
thinking,
drama.
Yes. I was thinking to myself, like, they walk into a restaurant and they sit down. Like if this was Jersey or if this was any other – some like glass would be flying.
Right.
But because they're so prim and proper and they yeah. can barely move because every face is like wax.
Yeah.
You know, like that – what's her name? Mellencamp too. Like she could barely smile.
I know.
It's a shame.
Oh, speaking of that, so you know I've been really wanting Botox for a long time. I haven't had it in like a long time. So I went – there's this girl that's kind of part of a friends group that I'm part of, but I don't know her that well. And I was talking to her at some get-together, and she said that she does these – her friend does these Botox parties mm-hmm. where this doctor comes and gives everyone Botox. And I was like, oh, my God.
I want
to. You have to invite me. Like, I really want to go. So she – so then I feel like I've been kind of stalking her because I'm like, hey, so when's the next one? So anyway, I went to one. And it was so funny because I don't think any of them are going to be listening, but it was just such funny. It was like being – it was like wow. a Real Housewives thing because mm-hmm. – except for more poor. You know what I mean? Because it was like
– middle class housewife.
Super middle class, like, you know, like me. Like right. if it was at my house, yeah. it was like, you know, just kind of the guy
paper
came
plates.
And set up – yeah, some paper plates. They had like some Trader Joe's like dried apricots.
Yeah, Trader Joe's.
You know, it was in the morning. And also, I felt kind of stupid because just because I don't really know any of the people
yeah,
that were there.
Yeah, yeah.
So I walk in and there's a bunch of us. And then – and but here's the best part. You're going to love this. So it gets to be my turn and I sit down and the guy's like, okay, so like what do you want to do? And so I'm kind of starting to tell him and he goes, would you – how do you feel about like surgery?
What?
And I said – well, what do you mean? And he goes, because I think like what's going on with you, like the only because I was like, oh, I got like around my eyes. And he goes, yeah, you need a mini facelift.
Oh, my God.
And I was like,
well, can you do that now?
Yeah. I was like, to be totally honest, like not opposed, but right. like I can't imagine John would allow that. He's just.
No, Stephanie, you don't need a
mini. John would be like, you are not getting a facelift. But he's like, well, I'm just trying to be honest with you. He goes, and but I did start thinking, like speaking of Real Housewives,
mm-hmm.
he was like, that's how people look good. Like when you see people that like look really good for their age, it's because they get like work done. Like it's
yeah,
not.
That's why I'm here, asshole.
Right.
I want some Botox.
I know, but he was like, for what?
Real work.
He was showing me like, okay, because I'm showing Lynette like around your eyes. He goes, you need an eye job. He goes, you need to lift all that up, and I was like, really? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, could I get some filler? And remember when I was obsessed for a while with my like little Sharpay thing above my
yeah.
eyebrow? He goes, that's honey. He's like, he didn't say honey, but he goes, mm-hmm. that's just age. Like that's just when doesn't matter. Botox, no Botox.
Yeah.
Starts getting a little saggy and you lose the collagen from underneath. Anyway, I was like, well, okay, so short of a freaking facelift, he goes, well, I'm just saying you should definitely do it before 60. I was like, okay, noted.
God.
Yeah.
What is exactly
then the next
that
day,
entail?
Addie says my kid's fat. I'm like, what is anything happening good with my our family?
No,
like,
but let me ask you this. Did he tell you, is it because nowadays I would think it's better. Like, do you have to go under the knife or anything like that?
Yeah. I mean, it's like – it's not a full facelift. It's not like they're going
to,
like, transfer. But it's like, you know, they
back in the
put
temples.
You under and they pull your skin back and, like, stitch you up. I don't know. It's probably what Vicky Gundolfson
yeah.
did. You probably look horrible. I'm sure there's a lot of downtime. I don't know. John would never – be okay with that.
I want to do it.
Also, it's like $10,000, I think.
It is?
He said it's like, yeah.
But can't they do filler like in the back near the temple and then have that? Like, because my friend, that nurse that came in, she was telling me like you put it back there, not underneath the eyes or around the eyes because that's when you start to look fake. You put it mm-hmm. in the back because that it will make the skin pull it back. Yeah. Didn't he say that?
No. He didn't. He
did I don't mind crow's feet. I think it's cute. I mean,
I don't know.
Cute when you're 80, but
it made me feel like there's not a lot that can be done.
Did he anything?
Oh yeah, I spent $440.
Your face does look good.
He froze some shit up, and then he told me that he wanted to put a little filler
in this bio, because I was like, I don't, he's like, do you want some filler in your lips? And I said, well, I'm just really concerned that, my main concern is that it looks kind of fake. And then John goes, why?
Right.
If it's not noticeable, then that's fine. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, but then if it's not noticeable, what's the fun of that?
Right.
Like, and why did I do it?
I know.
Oh, then he was like, so have you been a smoker? Because I have these little fine lines in my lip. Mm-hmm. And I was like, nope. And he goes, really? And I said, I swear to God, I've never smoked in my whole life. And he goes, oh, because, oh, he's probably, does your mom have that? And I was like, yeah, I guess. He's like, it's genetic. Like the look when you, if you.
When you purse your lips.
Like, yeah, I have little fine lines in the. Mm-hmm. So he's like, well, I could put some Botox there. He goes, what I'd like to do is put a little filler in the corner of your mouth so that it brings it up. So it's basically for like resting bitch face.
That's
goes,
what I want.
Because your mouth turns down.
Yes. I want to
do
that.
Have that.
I have resting bitch face.
No, you don't.
Oh, my God. Adam says I totally do.
Well, this guy was a really good doctor. And
really?
he put it in there, and I can't tell. It doesn't look any different
to me. I
can't
tell you, but I do now. I know now that you met, because I don't really pay attention to that stuff. But you do look like refreshed. I do notice.
Really?
Yeah, I do notice a difference.
Well, I like the feeling that I can feel something a little different on the sides of my mouth. But so I feel like, okay, I'm getting something for my money.
I want to do my lips.
Yeah, I want to do my. I want to put a little filler in there too.
I want it to look a little fake too. You know how not fake, but you know how it kind of you when you look at. I don't know, like somebody like Denise Richards. It just looks like
smooth and pretty. And
right, right. Not fake.
A little poofy,
not
like but not too much.
Right, right, right.
Not Lisa Rinna.
Right.
I'll tell you the next time they have this guy comes. Because I guess he comes every 6 weeks. And he was really good. Like, he's the only person that could say, like, if he told me that Xander was getting fat, I probably wouldn't have been offended. Because he has a way of, like, he'd be like, how, now, what's going on with his diet? Like, is he, like, somehow he'd make
like
it seem like you're
should.
Not ashamed.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was like, look, not, you know, he basically was also tempering it with compliments, but he was saying it like, I don't want to take your money.
Right.
Like,
right.
I'm not going to just
you
take your
really
money
good,
and tell
though.
You that I'm going to, like, fix something that cannot be fixed.
Yeah.
So I don't want you just throwing away your money. If you want to play around
That's
and do
nice.
A couple little tweaks, I'm happy
right.
to do that.
Right.
So basically, I was like, so what you're saying is I'm way too far gone. And he was like, no, I'm not saying that. Like, you look great. You know, he was being sweet.
Let's get our facelifts together.
All right.
Maybe they'll give us a discount, 2-for-1.
A 2-for?
I'm going to ask my doctor that did my chest.
For facelifts?
Yeah.
You don't need a facelift, though.
I want to do it.
You don't have any lines on your face. You look
well,
great.
I need to prevent. Look, I'm getting up there. I need
a preventative
to, you know,
facelift.
Preventative. Yes, I do need it. I could use a little refreshing, too. I want some now. Now you got me started.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Well,
thank you to our sponsors. By the way, speaking of GenuCell, you should try it. Go to GenuCell. Why isn't GenuCell up there? Oh, there it is. Sorry. Text for GenuCell for the neck. Text MOMS1 to 77453 or go to GenuCell.com. Teencounseling.com/FCOL, luckyvitamins.com/UCubes, enter out loud, okay, minuscal.com, enter FCOL, and thirdlove.com/FCOL. Thank you, guys. Thank you, all of you guys.
And also, Patreon. We love you at Patreon. We look forward to doing our Patreon show every week and giving you guys a little inside scoop. And this week, we gave you a little behind-the-scenes politics of the Corolla barbecue.
Let off some steam.
Yeah.
But listen, don't go telling people.
Don't.
Please. Please.
Thank you.
I'll find you.
And you can mention Patreon on the For Crying Out Loud Reel It In page. Just don't mention specifics. That's
right.
The point. You can mention, like, hey, it was a good Patreon episode this week.
Yeah.
I don't mind
Isn't
that.
There a
Let people
Patreon
know what they're missing.
Facebook page,
There's
right?
a Patreon Facebook page.
You can talk there.
It's, yeah. Once you join Patreon, go back a few posts and you'll find the link to the Facebook group.
All right.
And for $20 a month, you can get a shout out like our pal, Ishan Vajpayee. Love Ishan.
Hi,
Ishan. Thanks for being a premium Patreon supporter. And also, Letty Molina. She's our CBD girl. She even has bacon flavor for your doggies, and it helps with allergies and arthritis. And also get it for yourself. And Letty is always on the Facebook page if you need, like, some guidance. You can find it at hempworks.com/lmolina. Sarah Dean has a podcast called Shameless Mom Academy, and she's going to help you find your identity again after motherhood. Mm. Go to shamelessmom.com. Tish Clevenger is like, girl, I want to put some fruits and veggies and grains in your diet. Mm-hmm. So go to Clevenger, clevenger.juiceplus.com. Also, our new supporter, Sarah Kelsey, is with Northwest DNA, and they do paternity and relationship testing, including a new non-invasive prenatal paternity test. You guys, get on that. They're in Seattle, but they can do appointments all over the country. NWDNAtesting.com. Brianna is with True Mamas. They do new mom boxes with postpartum supplies like pads, cooling spray, nipple cream, and more. And they partner with nonprofits in their community, and a portion of all sales go towards moms in need. So go to TrueMamas.com. And Michelle Baker, she also does the CBD, but she also has a salve called Chronic Relief, and you can rub it anywhere you have pain, and it helps a lot. I've heard a lot of good things about
that. Yeah, it does.
And about the pronunciation of it. Go to mygreenhorizon.com/store/FCOL Baker. And I believe that is it for this week.
All right. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Kaylin. Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, you're a parent now.
Don't F it up.